So starting with iron selective electrodes. Now we're only going to look then at two examples. There are a stack of different iron electrodes out there. So this is a revision from first year then on our glass electrode. Our glass electrode then, that we have used already in the practice this year, has got a glass membrane which is permeable to sodium ions. We don't move a bulk of sodium ions. All we're talking about is a difference in the sodiums between the inside surface and the outside surface of that glass membrane. And they're responding in terms of the change in the number of hydrogen ions which are being bonded to the inside glass surface, the internal space, versus the external. Now the concentration of hydrogen ions on the internal space is prepared in advance to a known molarity. And in the external space here then, you're responding to the change in hydrogen ion concentrations due to whatever sample water you put that probe into. So it's a proton sensitive layer, the glass electrode, that is the key to its function. We need to measure the voltage change in this particular electrode, which uses a sensor wire on the inside made of platinum to measure the voltage. And we have measured that voltage on the internal space then relative to a reference electrode, which could be something like silver-silver chloride or calomel. As a result, we get a new cell voltage, and we then convert that cell voltage with our calibration constant, which we obtained by calibrating our pH electrode, through to the measured pH. So that was our expression from first year. Now, as before, this sort of thing I do expect that you understand, and remember, the emphasis then is on the hydrogen ions bonding to the silicate surface then, and the response of our glass, which then is a silicate with sodium ions in it, a soda glass, is the sodiums will move one way or the other depending on the relative number of H pluses bonded to either the external glass surface or the internal glass surface.